Born in 1927 in the Columbus area known as Flytown, Marr mimicked chords he heard on the radio using a neighbor's piano. Known for his play on the Hammond organ, Marr recorded 7 albums and received numerous awards. He died in 2004. Also receiving a star in the Lincoln Theater's Walk of Fame, 74-year-old Gene Walker, who earned the name King Sax. Walker still plays that instrument today. During a recent visit on Jazz Sunday, Walker shared this recording of a July 4th performance. Born and raised in Columbus, Walker can still recall the moment in his early teenage years when he knew the sax would be his instrument.
My uncle takes me downtown to Memorial Hall to see the Ellington Band with Illinois Jacket. The Ellington Band played the first half of the show, and then they closed the curtains at intermission. 15 minutes, we're back in our seats, and I'm sitting on the aisle. They open up the curtains, and to my dismay, the band is still sitting there. And they begin to play. But then the announcement comes, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Illinois Jacket. Jacket is walking down the aisle from behind us, comes up to where I am, and he turns his horn right to me and stands there and plays all kinds of horn, just to me. When I went to school Monday morning, I went to see Mrs. McGill. She was our band teacher, and I told her, I said, Miss McGill, I have to play the saxophone.
And that's exactly what he did. Sitting in with older musicians in Columbus and connecting with smaller touring bands, he quickly became active in the business nationally, eventually touring with some of the most influential musicians in history.
I was with the King Curtis group, and we opened the show for the Beatles. And we went on a 14-day tour, which began at Shea Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Curtis and the Great Big Band here.
And so, you know, that has to stand out, you know, as one of the standouts. And also, I did 5 years playing behind Jackie Wilson, and then I had a year of my own band playing behind Sam Cooke. And, you know, we all know what kind of a voice Sam Cooke had. He would just hypnotize the audience, and he didn't dance or anything. He just stood up there and sang.
Walker also played with the Temptations and Aretha Franklin, among others. He re-entered the Columbus scene in the mid-70s, often helping younger musicians. He enjoyed the teaching part so much that he enrolled at Ohio State at the age of 45. After graduating with a degree in music arts in 1988, Walker spent the next 11 years teaching at OSU. Today, he still does some spot teaching at various schools in Columbus and elsewhere. For Walker, who remembers the Mount Vernon Longstreet stretch in its prime, it's fitting that he's honored where he saw so many shows, the Lincoln Theater. He admits, though, that he's unable to put into words what the recognition means to him.
It hasn't rubbed in yet, but it's nice to receive a few flowers before you're dead and gone. Believe me, you know, I don't know how. I really can't answer the question until it happens. I know it means a lot to me because of all the sacrifices that I've made for the musicians in Columbus. I fought the club owners for years and promoters and try to make them pay the musicians, because all of the time in my life, I run into people who feel that the musicians just play for fun. So I've always had a struggle with that, and I'm still struggling with it today. You know, it's all working out. At least more bands are, more musicians are playing today than they were back in the 50s. That's good.
Induction ceremonies for Walker and the late Hank Marr take place tomorrow night at 7. Walker will be staying busy well after that. He's playing a show in Dayton soon, hosting jazz parties on the first Sunday of each month, and by the fall, he plans to open a jazz cafe in Columbus at 17th and Long Street.